Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we keep you informed about the latest developments impacting our industry. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, today we're going to talk about the recent US-UK tariff agreements and what they mean for the aerospace industry in the Northwest. I see you've been following this closely.
Yes, Daniel, this is a hot topic right now, especially for companies in the aerospace sector. The UK and US have reached a new trade agreement called the Economic Prosperity Deal. It's aimed at reducing trade barriers and lowering tariffs.
Right, I was going to ask, what exactly does this mean for aerospace companies in the UK? For example, what about the tariffs on aerospace goods?
That's a good question. The baseline 10% tariff for UK goods entering the US has remained the same, but there's a key exception for aerospace. The tariffs on aerospace goods have been reduced to zero for items under the WTO agreement on trade in civil aircraft. This includes engines and aircraft parts.
Wow, that is so cool. So aerospace manufacturers in the Northwest can now export their products to the US without facing the 10% tariff. That's a big deal, right?
Exactly. It's a significant benefit for companies in the aerospace sector, especially for those who rely heavily on the US market. The deal has been agreed and ratified as of 30 June 2025, according to the latest update from Make UK in July.
What about the automotive sector? I remember reading something about a tariff relief quota for UK manufacturers.
Yes, the deal also includes a tariff relief quota for UK automotive manufacturers. They can now export up to 100,000 vehicles to the US at a 10% tariff rate, which is the MFN duty.
That's quite a big number, 100,000 vehicles. It could really help the automotive sector, especially with the current market conditions.
Definitely, it's a strategic move to support manufacturers in the UK. Now, what about steel and aluminium? I know these are important materials for the aerospace industry.
Right, the progress towards 0% tariffs for core steel products is ongoing, but there's no further information on an aluminium and steel deal at this stage. The tariff rate for aluminium remains at 25%.
That's something to keep an eye on. The aerospace industry relies on these materials, so any changes to the tariffs could have a significant impact. It's good to see that the UK and US are making progress, but there's still work to be done.
Absolutely. The Northwest Aerospace Cluster is a vital part of the UK's industry, and these agreements will help companies in the region to compete more effectively in the global market.
Thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. If you have any questions about today's topic or need further information, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here to support the aerospace community in the Northwest.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be discussing the latest advancements in sustainable aviation technology. Until then, have a great day.